From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Opioid deaths in Manatee County are on track to double by the end of the year. County officials believe this spike is the result of Florida's crackdown on pill mills. Now, users are turning to heroin and a synthetic drug called fentanyl, sometimes with deadly results. WGCU's Topher Forges reports this crisis is putting a strain on community agencies, from law enforcement to treatment centers.
Brandilyn Carnum says she got involved with pills as a way to make money. She's from Bradenton, but at the time, around 2009, she says doctors in Tampa were more than willing to hand them out.
They really just cared about the money, and you just went there, you know, paid your money, and then they would see you, and they'd be like, oh yeah, you need this, you know, you have all these problems, when in reality we didn't, and they would prescribe you over 300 pills a month.
Someone she knew would get them, and Carnum would sell them.
Everybody was doing them. Like, every person I went to school with, older people I knew, people's parents that I went to school with, everybody was doing these pills.
But then they started to get harder to find. Florida's pill problem was attracting attention. In 2011, the legislature passed reforms to address the problem. As pills disappeared, Carnum says people turned to heroin, including herself.
I would dread having to buy heroin because it was horrible. It was either going to be good and like take my sickness away, or it was going to be complete garbage, and then I was going to be just on that wild goose chase trying to find more money to buy either try to find a pill or find somebody else who had heroin.
Carnum was arrested in 2011. That led down a windy road, including jail, drug court, and treatment. But now she's clean. Reminders of her past still creep up, maybe through a notice on social media that someone she knew just died of an overdose.
People weren't dying like this with prescription pills. They weren't. And now this specific heroin is just, it's killing like our whole generation.
Chief Medical Examiner for Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties, Dr. Russell Vega, says for a while he saw overdose death rates across all three counties in the single digits. Then, in 2013, it rose to 16.
An increase, but not alarming. And then that rate sort of maintained through the first half of 2014.
And then, in the summer of 2014,
they start to explode, essentially. And we went from 16 deaths, rather, in 2013 to really 70 deaths, or probably a little bit more, in 2014. And we're on course to be at double that amount for 2015.
He says there's really no pattern to who is dying of opioid overdoses.
The deaths are occurring not just in, say, one little age range or one small socioeconomic group. We've had deaths occurring in the teen years. We've had deaths occurring in the 60s.
Manatee County EMS officials say they mostly run across white males when responding to calls. They administer a drug called Narcan to snap people out of overdoses. Captain Todd Shear is with the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. He says EMS gave 710 doses of Narcan last year. By the end of August this year, that number was at more than 1,000.
That's their total times they've administered it. So they may have gone on the scene and administered it to one person three times, because the drug is so potent, the first administration of it didn't work. Sometimes it takes the second or third time because the drug is so strong and fentanyl is strong.
He says heroin by itself is deadly, but the arrival of drugs like fentanyl, which people either mix with heroin or ingest by itself, can make the situation even riskier.
That's not the same as it used to be in times past. Then you add in to it the fentanyl. I mean, you're dealing with a very, very dangerous drug.
Shear says fentanyl is 40 to 50 times more potent than heroin. The sheriff's office thinks fentanyl is being produced in homemade labs in Mexico, and one of the main reasons opioids are making their way into Manatee County is because of how close it is to the Tampa Bay region. Shear says they want to catch traffickers, not necessarily those addicted to opioids. But local treatment centers are also feeling the pressure of the epidemic.
I just remember looking at our list of individuals that we had in here and their diagnosis and thinking, wow, I was so used to seeing opiate and in pill form, but I was seeing heroin. And I remember thinking, this is the most heroin I've ever seen. And that was about 2 years ago.
Dr. Jessica Crosby works at Centerstone, a Manatee County treatment center. Crosby says it only has 30 beds for its residential treatment program.
If we were able to provide more we would be able to get, I think, this problem under control a bit more. But right now, 30 at a time is like a drop in the bucket.
Centerstone is one of the only residential programs of any kind in Manatee County. Crosby says users often reject the idea of outpatient treatment. She says she hopes the legislature will provide them more funding during the next session. Brandilyn Carnum, who recovered from opioid addiction, now has a young child and lives with her boyfriend in their Bradenton apartment. She says things are good.
Life has been, it's been great. It's like once you subtract the drugs and the chaos, like life can be good. I guess this is how normal people live every day.
She calls it life after addiction. One person who put it behind her as the rest of the county remains in its grip. Topher Forges, WGCU News.